this is all manageable, but we're at the moment where it's on the edge of becoming unmanageable because the debts become so large and the spending gaps become so large that it's a problem. And the amount that it's going to require is what I call my 3% solution. In other words, there are three ways that you can alleviate the debt problem. You can cut spending, you can increase taxes, and you can lower interest rates so that the debt service is less of a burden on the government and the rest of the economy produces more income. There's a balance that has to be taken between those three things, and there should be 3% of GDP. Keep this in mind. The amount that they have to cut and the amount that they have to get to is a budget deficit of 3% of GDP. If they can get that down, then debt service and debt payments will be about the same in the future, and that will greatly reduce the risks. I think it should be more than that, closer to 4% of GDP. It's all explained in the study that I did in one brief chapter, chapter 16 in this book. So review it because it is done. The real issue about this is not that the problem is too big to deal with. The real issue about this is that the politics are the problem. So in other words, if people can get beyond our policy makers can get beyond their particular program that they need to have in terms of dealing with this, raising taxes, cutting spending, and so on. I believe that they need to do two things. They need to first say, okay, 3%, they need to cut that deficit by about 3% and get about 3% deficit on an ongoing basis. That number, they've got to keep that in mind. They might have to make a pledge to each other that we are going to do this. And we're going to do this now while the economy is relatively strong, because you don't want to do this when the economy is weak. And so you need to do it now and then find some sort of bipartisan way of doing it. I don't care if they say each of the items that can be changed, each of the spending cuts that can be made, and each of the tax changes that can be made are done proportionately, and we're going to use that as the backup. But they need to start with that mission that they need to achieve, and they need to achieve it. They cannot let politics stand in the way of achieving those goals.